Plus, if you're a true Southerner, you'll call it the war between the states. And if it doesn't matter if you're a historian, you'll call it the Civil War, which it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard anybody around here call it the Confederate War?
Yes, the Confederate War.
Mm-hmm. Is that a usage you hear very much? Is that an older usage?
It's an older usage. It's now called the Civil War. Everybody refers to it as that. Even the youngsters that go to school, the cause of the North and South is not too much of a thing anymore.
I think you're probably wrong about that.
Yes.
What did you teach in?
Okay. I taught English, science, social studies, Spanish, health, PE, foreign language.
Most everything.
Just about.
It was the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mentioned you talked about your father.
Yes.
You said his he was a fisherman.
He was an oysterman and a fisherman. And he made a living on the bay over East Point, 6 miles from here. My mother was an oyster shucker. She spent 50 years doing this.
Oh. That's quite a long time to spend.
One occupation.
Sure is.
Right.
Sounds like a difficult job.
It is. It's all manual labor. You take an oyster in your hand, you crack the bill off and run a knife and cut the muscle loose, flip off the lid and chuck the oyster out, all in one operation.
It's interesting you mention that. My father-in-law has an oystery every year, and mm-hmm. I get the job of opening oysters every year. So
mm-hmm.
I generally open.
Do you heel or do you open from the front?
Now, I take it from the front and just drive the knife in there,
mm-hmm.
pry it open, cut the muscle out.
Mm-hmm.
So I generally do. It's 400 or 500 or something like that.
Yeah.
A couple of days.
Yeah.
You remember what you think about your father's education?
Yes, he finished third grade. My mother finished fifth grade. As high as they went.
you mentioned that you were in the Navy. How long were you in the Navy?
2 years. It was a war, the duration. And I was mustered out as soon as the war was over.
Which war was this?
World War II. I'm 50 years old. I wasn't a Spanish American. Some people accuse me of that, though.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
And where did you tell me some of the places you were when you were in the Navy?
Yes. Okay, I left Apalachicola, went to Chicago, and had my basic training at Great Lakes, Illinois. From there, I went to San Diego, to a place called Coronado Island, where I was trained in amphibious landings. After completing the training there, I was then sent aboard a ship to make attacks, on the islands, to capture back the islands that were captured by the Japanese.
Did you actually participate in?
I had two invasions.
Can you tell me something about them? Were they
fighting? Well, I was too young really to be afraid of anything, because I was just 18 years old, 19. And it was the invasion of Okinawa and Iwo Jima. My job was to carry in supplies to the beach, not personnel. Then when the war was over, I was transferred to Guam. That's an island in the South Pacific, which is owned by the United States. And I spent about 6 months there. I came back to Treasure Island, California, where I was mustered out.
Did you ever have any experiences when you were there in the war where you really thought this was it, where you really, things really look bad, I don't know if I'll come out of this?
No, especially, except, for the Japanese airplanes attacking the ships, that was a kind of frightening experience there.
You